Blog Talk Radio.
Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering the Adult Zone. With La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
I'm awesome! Hi, Black Reporter.
Good evening, my Queen La Crush.
I know, right? I'm awesome. Anyway, everybody, welcome to the Adult Zone. La Crush and Black Reporter. I missed you all. We're finally back on air. I also got somebody I need to introduce to y'all. He's a brand new member to Team Fantasy. He'll be on air with me tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for the brand new show, Swinger State of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Black Reporter. Meet Frenchie. Say hi, Frenchie.
Good evening, Frenchie.
Hola, what's happening? Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Everybody can hear you fine, bro.
Okay. It's all the way live, baby. It's all the way live. How's everything? Good.
Everything.
Loving life right now.
And I'm glad you're here tonight, Frenchie, because Crush is going to be a special prodigy tonight.
I'm going to who?
Uh-oh.
You're going to be a special prodigy tonight.
I'm going to be a what?
Especially
proud of him.
Oh, proud of you tonight. Oh. Why are you
homework.
Proud? Okay.
Homework has been done.
Homework has been done.
Uh-oh.
Homework has been done.
Yeah, she's proud
homework
of
has and been done.
The only,
all right now.
The only right. shortcoming about the homework is whether or not you have the same stories I have.
My homework is not done.
Oh.
Now, what homework are you
My homework is not done. Okay, so, Frenchie, every last Thursday, good grief, every last Tuesday of the month, we do a segment called Trifling News. This is a segment that we just bring you odd, crazy, basically trifling news from around the world. And we also give our listeners the opportunity to call in 805-830-8320 and basically air their dirty laundry. Put your trifling news on blast. If somebody did something and made your week a horrible week, this is the time to put them on blast. If you have a baby mama, she's been acting up, this is the time to put her on blast. If you have a coworker that's been doing nothing but grimy stuff to you, this is the time to put them on blast. Once again, our phone number is 805-830-8320. If you'd like to speak with us live, just press the number 1, and we'll get to you. Shout out to the 803. I know who you are. Shout out to the blank, 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 blank. I don't know who you are, but I'm going to bring you on because I think I know who you are. Blank,
but
blank,
Shannon,
blank,
do you
blank.
Know who that is? Tell us who it is.
Blank, 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 blank. Is this who I think it is?
It should be.
It should be? Is this our other co-host? I guess not.
I don't know. I'm here. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
And I'm here as
You're
always.
You're on my line. You don't count. You're on my line. You don't count. all right, folks. Here's the deal. I do have Frenchie on my three-way. I was actually giving him the rundown of how the switchboard works because we do go live tomorrow, and unfortunately, we had a crunch for time. So Frenchie's on my three-way, folks. So he's basically going to be monitoring the switchboard tonight. We also have him as a co-host in the chat room. Whenever you get a chance, if you scroll down to the bottom, blogspokeradio.com/phonefanradio. Who's making all that noise? There's a chat room there that you can go to and basically log on to. Make a free account or sign into your account and join us. Now, Black Reporter, you got homework done. I didn't expect nothing less from you. I am proud that you did it, but I didn't expect nothing less from you. because now you have no excuse not to get it done, not to get her done. I'm going to ask you this. How was your week? Black reporter. Francis.
Yes, ma'am.
But you're not paying me no mind.
No. The phone went out on me.
Oh, okay. How was your weekend?
It was great.
You had a good time?
Mm-hmm.
You rested?
Well, as much as I could. I had an appointment yesterday, and my doctor took care of an issue that's been bothering me for most of the month and everything, and it's still a little painful, but I'll get over it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you had a nice weekend. Frenchie, how was your weekend?
Baby girl, it was beautiful. You know what I'm saying? It was very nice, very nice. It was very educational, you know me. I do my thing. Full of surprises. I wasn't like Black Reporter and went to see the doctor to get any things taken care of, but that's just that I took care of some people, you know what I mean?
Okay. Oh.
I took care of some people, you know? And that's the way it is, right?
That's the way it is.
You know?
Okay.
How was your weekend, lovely?
My weekend was... It was all right. For the most part.
Okay.
It was all right.
You hesitated on it once, and you know you got to elaborate.
Right. You know I am. I can't do it without it. So I am going to elaborate.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Where do you start? We start at Friday. Okay, Friday, it was a little humid out here. It was a little hot out here than it is today in Brooklyn, New York. Friday came along. Let's start back to Thursday. Okay, Thursday... I was out all day. Thursday, we had crush grooves. We eventually had that. I explained, you know, that I was going to be out all day. I literally got in 8 o'clock, and I got on air at 9 o'clock, so it wasn't much time for me to prep. Did we end early Thursday, Black Reporter?
Yeah, I think we did.
Okay, well, sorry about that, guys. Anyway, Thursday, it came and went. I was beat. Friday came, back outside early in the morning, come back late afternoon. Now it's time for me to prepare for my party that I was having on Saturday. Thursday, my lights went out twice. It went out at 8 o'clock, took them about an hour to turn it back on. It went out again at 1:30 in the morning. I have raw meat in the sink. Defrosting, getting ready to be seasoned to put away, and my electricity goes out. So I'm downstairs with my cell phone banging on the super door. She act like she's not home. Basically, we get in touch with her, and she turns it on at 3 o'clock. So from 1:30 to 3 o'clock, I'm downstairs. Mind you, I'm supposed to wake up early Saturday morning. 5 o'clock comes, I'm still awake. I'm putting food together. I'm packing our bags, doing everything. Everything had to be done last minute. Now we have to get to my location. I get to my location, and we spend another 4 hours preparing for this party. We're making food. We're doing all this other stuff. The party begins. Who comes to see me at my party, Black of Water? The one and only
Formal Ray.
I've met Formal Ray. If you follow my show, y'all know who Formal Ray is. Formal Ray was on my show Thursday. He said he was coming. He came. He came decked out in a black suit with a red tie. There's a picture floating somewhere on my Facebook page. He was actually just that nice in person. It was sickening. He had manners.
GQ.
It was sickening. He was being polite, and it was sickening. I was like, oh, my God.
he was a gentleman.
Yes, he was a gentleman. He was nice. He was fun. You know, he couldn't stay long. But I do appreciate him taking the time from his birthday celebration. because this was his birthday weekend, and he met me, black or poor. He even gave me a card.
Congratulations.
He gave me a card. And should I read what the card says?
Mm-hmm.
You think so? It wouldn't be a violation?
I mean, it's up to you.
Okay. Okay. A word of thanks. You are appreciated. Lady the Crush, I just want to tell you that I wholeheartedly thank you for having me on your show and for the mutual respect we have for each other despite our differences. I treasure you for being upfront about who and what you are. That adds to the beauty and sexiness you possess and increase. Finally, thank you for adding to the joy of my birthday weekend. Love, Formal Ray.
That's sweet.
That is sweet. That is terribly sweet.
And it's getting to you.
It's getting to me because it's like, you can't be that sweet, dude. You can't be.
What's that with Formal Ray? I mean, was he like your antichrist or something? Or?
No.
Formal Ray is a normal guest.
Formal Ray is a gentleman from Staten Island who called into my show, invited to my show. He checks into my show occasionally. He's going to school full time for his bachelor's degree. He got his little internship. And we call him Formal Ray because he's polite. He's been practicing celibacy for over 5 years now, right, Black Reporter?
Mm-hmm.
And he's come to the show, and we've even done a show on celibacy and abstinence, and, you know, he participates, and he's just an awesome guy. However, as awesome as this man may seem, he's single. And I can't, for the life of me, understand why. I can't understand why this man is single. He's not an ugly dude. I don't understand what it is. Something there, but I don't see it. And I'm not understanding why he's single. Like, if there's no hope for the nice guy, then there's definitely no hope for me.
Ooh, Crush, that's not nice.
What?
Maybe
I'm not being mean. I told him to him. We talked about this.
You're asking the wrong questions.
What?
So you're asking the wrong questions.
What? I'm asking the wrong questions?
Mm-hmm.
Then what question should I be asking?
That's not for me to give you. You're supposed to figure that out on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes it that much more challenging.
I like this new member of the crew.
I mean, I give you all the answers. That leaves out the fun.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whatever, Dr. Frenchie.
You know, if I was around a woman who practiced that, it wouldn't be much longer. I'd been found the right puzzles to put that piece together, Jack, and it'd been on and popping.
Because
you got to
go ahead.
Let me ask you this. Okay, you say he's been practicing celibacy for 5+ years, right? Okay. But yet and still, he understands where your head's at. He understands what you talk about. He understands what you're all about. Hence, that leaves a bit of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, that curiosity, like any man, is going to build. It's like having a female friend. We can be friends so long, but eventually, if my opportunity knocks and I want to tap it, and you give me the green light, I'm going for gold.
Mm-hmm.
You smell what I'm cooking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that means he's tapping around the style, the lifestyle, but yet and still he's saying he's celibate. Eventually, that screen door is gonna crack open, and if you choose to be there, you could be in the flow. It all depends on where your head's at.
Mm-hmm.
Play your cards right, you'd be up in the, up, you play your cards right, you'd be right up in the Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Interesting, interesting.
You know, don't write yourself out the game. He's playing around the lifestyle. He already cured, so he's got that itch. Who's going to scratch him? I damn sure ain't.
I get it. I get what you're saying. But
all right.
What I said was this. The reason why I said it, I wasn't being mean, Black Report.
I know.
What I meant by what I said was that this is a man from the outside looking in. Like I said, I don't know him that well. This was our first meeting, as far as like conversation wise and things like that. This is a man that basically he's like what you look for in a guy. You know, if you ask the average woman, what am I looking for in a guy? I'm looking for somebody that's stable. I'm looking
and
for somebody with a bitch.
Why is his man so good, why is he single?
Exactly. That's just my dilemma on it. Now, I know I come with, you know, on the outside looking in, you know, crush. You know, that's what y'all see. But my mother didn't name me LaCrush Hart. Bottom line.
My name is Leticia.
Right. My mother named me Leticia. My last name is Moore. You know, I have no children, never been married. I have an older brother. I have three nephews. We're estranged. Like, you know, I can go on and on and on, but y'all don't know Leticia. Y'all know LaCrush. He doesn't have that going for him. He doesn't have a LaCrush facade. What you see is basically what you're going to get. And if you heard him on a show, he's been very polite. A very nice guy.
Of course.
Like I said, he has ambition. He's doing his little internship. He's going for his bachelor's degree, which he finishes up in like a month and a half. You know, he's well spoken. He knows how to hold a conversation. Like, and he's not an ugly dude. So it's like,
well,
that's where I'm at.
All I gotta say is I got a report to give back to Fomo Ray.
Yeah. Shout out to the Sun 752 from the Sun Always Shine show. Hi Sun, I miss you. He's in the chat room right now. Sun, say hi to my co-host for the night, Frenchie. Frenchie's also
in
the chat room. All right, Frenchie's also in the chat room, and Frenchie, they can actually listen to the show. As well as be in the chat room, you know. I'll explain that to you a little later, but he's, you know, he can also listen and he can also respond in the chat room.
Crush, I would let you continue on, but I've got 12 stories here that we've got to go over, and I know.
Wait, hold on. Why are you trying to show off? I got this. Hold on, I got this. It's 3:19. We got an hour and 40 minutes. I got this, Black
Oh, damn.
All right.
Oh, damn. You've been briefed.
Don't, you know, because Black Reporter's like, I'm prepared, and he coming for my neck now. You can't do that, Black Reporter. You can't be prepared.
I wasn't coming for your neck.
No. Yeah, you're coming for that.
Actually, the first one you already know about, I think. Because it happened in your backyard. It happened in your backyard.
It happened in my backyard?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know about nothing. I don't know what went on. You know I don't watch the news. If you don't bring it to my attention, I do not know.
Well, I'll just give you the headline.
I'll let you take the floor, Black Reporter, and I'll shut up.
A kidnapped man is found inside a detective's garage.
What?
A kidnapped man was found bound and gagged in a police detective's garage in Queens, leading to the detective's... Hold on a second. To the detective's suspension and arrest of four other men, the authorities said on Saturday. The detectives identified the police as... On Andre Johnson, a 17-year veteran of the New York Police Department, and a member of a Brooklyn gang investigation unit told investigators he did not use the garage and know about the abduction. For now, according to a law enforcement official, with knowledge of the case, investigators decided they did have enough to arrest Mr. Johnson. A decision was made during the night to lock him up, the official said. What you have is an enormous amount of suspicion, but not the hard evidence tying him into it. I'm sorry. The police found that the kidnapping victim on Friday afternoon, after tracing a ransom demand made from a telephone being used at Mr. Johnson's home on 181st Street in Springfield Gardens, Queens.
Wow.
That in your backyard?
Wow. No, that's not in my backyard, but I mean, yeah, it's in my backyard. What you think of that, Frenchie? Did he fall asleep on me?
Hmm?
I said, did he fall asleep on me?
No, I'm here.
What did I say?
I'm digesting it.
Uh-huh. What did I say before that?
You said, did I fall asleep on you?
Yeah, what did I say before that?
What do I think of the story Black Reporter gave?
Oh, okay.
Very simple. Modern-day slavery. That's all that is. A modern-day, KKK all the way. You know what I'm saying? I'm keeping it 5,000 on you.
I see.
I'm going to keep it 5,000. I'm going to bust him in the chin. Yeah, that's interesting. And for the brother to come up missing like that, wow. Bound and gagged? Come on, really? Let that have been one of us to do that to somebody. Yo, we be hanging outside the courthouse. Double noosed.
Well, I didn't see any pictures, but, I wouldn't put it to say that the cop was a white person.
Come on. You ain't even have to, brother. You ain't even got to say it. You ain't even got to say it. You can tell. Just the story itself, you can tell. I mean, it ain't one of them Trayvon stories.
True.
Interesting.
Yes, very.
Okay, so...
Very.
Go ahead.
Oh, by the way, if any of our audience has any comments about any story that I bring across tonight, you can give us a call at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. The second story is about a woman who snatched a newborn from a hospital more than two decades ago and raised the child as her own, was sentenced Monday to 12 years in prison by a judge who called it a crime of selfishness that enhanced parents' fear and forced hospitals to boost security. Ann Petaway of Raleigh, North Carolina, nodded her head repeatedly as U.S. District Judge Kevin P. Castell announced his sentence in a Manhattan courtroom packed with relieved with relatives and friends of Petaway, as well as the parents of Karina White, who was stolen from Harlem Hospital when she was 19 days old. The 50-year-old Petaway had pleaded guilty to kidnapping in February, describing how she one day in 1987 took a train from Connecticut to the hospital where she posed as a nurse and reassured wife's mother, who had been brought her daughter to the emergency room and treating with a high fever. The sentence was far less than 20 years in prison recommended by the prosecution and the probation department, but it was within the 10 to 12 years agreed to by prosecutors and defense lawyers when a plea agreement was signed. Castell scolded Petaway, telling her she had inflicted a parent's worst nightmare on a young couple, caused other parents to fear child kidnappings, and led hospitals to install preventative measures to avoid similar happenings. He said it was not a crime of greed, of vengeance, but it was an act of selfishness, a crime of selfishness.
Wow. Okay, so that you just find wicked stuff, Black Reporter. I don't know how to feel about that, Black Reporter. I don't want nobody. I don't even want to know. I don't know. How did you find out?
It was on the internet.
No. How did they find out that she stole the baby?
Hold on.
All right. I don't even want to know that. Okay, so as Black Reporter goes over that,
The case was solved by Carlina herself. She said she had browsed the website of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children for her clues to her identity. After matching a photo of herself with one on the site, she tracked down her real mother and was reunited in January of last year. A DNA test confirmed that they were mother and child.
Damn.
Whoa.
Saying it. Oh.
Wow. That is crazy.
That's what this show is about. That's trifling.
That is wow. That's more than just trifling. That's just wow. Wait, what? Hello? Wait, what was that? Did anybody else hear that?
Yeah.
I believe that was me.
Okay. I see somebody.
And it's probably the only person who loves
Lilith.
Hi.
That's Lady C.
Hi.
Good evening, Lady C.
Good evening, everybody.
How you doing, Lady C?
Hi.
I'm doing good.
Tired. Crush, introduce Lacey to our new member of Team Fantasy.
I said Lady C, that's Frenchie. Frenchie, that's Lady C.
Hi, Frenchie.
How are you?
It's a long time.
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Lady
C.
Oh,
I'm beautiful now.
Okay, now y'all want to sit up there and flirt. Sheesh. I was going to say that Lady C is in your hometown your home state, right? Louisiana. But she's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Wait, where is Frenchie?
I ain't mad at her. Jersey City right now.
Huh?
My roots is in the boot.
Where are the boot?
Where at?
Where are the boots?
Metairie, Shrewsbury area. Metairie, Shrewsbury. Metairie.
I pronounce it correct. Metairie.
Yeah, you're right.
I know,
Metairie.
Black.
I'm in New Iberia.
New Iberia. Come on. I used to drive limousines out there. A confidential limousine. What? Talk about it.
It's a small world.
You know?
No, I'm about to relocate back down that way, though.
Oh, really?
So, Lady C. Yes. I am.
Okay, so, Lady C, we're going over our trifling news. I also want to tell everybody, including Lady C, that y'all can actually check Frenchie out with myself and my other co-host, Trinity B, tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for our brand new segment called Swingers State of Mind Radio Show.
Very interesting. It's going to be some hot stuff. Y'all really need to tap in because, you know me, I'm going in. Elbows and assholes. Yes.
Okay.
Like that.
All right.
Like
man.
That. Like that.
You see how
show your bride.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, do show your bride.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Strap on, saddle up. Let's ride.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. What else we need to do? Okay, so Black Reporter sharing his stories. I want to share my story. Can I share my story, Black Reporter?
Sure.
Okay. A jealous Tennessee man, 40 years old, 5'8", 320 pounds, allegedly, once again, this is all allegedly, smacked his girlfriend and broke her laptop because she had a picture of another guy on her Facebook page. The The other guy on her Facebook page was presidential candidate Romney.
Oh, my
shut the front door.
Wow. Right. Yes. This guy, like I said, he's 5'8", 320 pounds, approached his girlfriend, asked her who was this gray-haired, white-haired man on her Facebook page. You're cheating on me. He said, no. You know, you're hooking up with friends. She said, no. He said, you're lying. He hit her, busted her lip. He busted her lip.
Was it open or closed?
It was closed.
Did he pot her
up? Punched her in the face. She injured her wrist, and she busted her lower lip.
Oh.
The police did arrest him. He did not know that the man on her Facebook page was presidential candidate Romney.
He probably didn't care. Just the fact that it was a man on her page.
He was booked into Anderson County Jail. Got $1,000 bond outright.
You need to be going down to Oakdale.
The woman said that she's been struck multiple times over several years. They live together, but he was never he has no prior arrest for domestic violence.
He never called for help.
All right.
Yeah, she needs to get away from him.
He thought it was a romantic
thing. She might have liked it.
Some people like that. Yeah,
but. Call Tyrone.
Okay. All right. But listen, Lady Steve. They have the internet, first of all. You know that.
Right.
They have TV. You know that.
Right.
You're trying to tell me this man doesn't know who Romney? Really?
Okay.
He
didn't care. It was the fact that it was a man on her page and he went in a rage.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And
did
the
you
rage
know about the redneck vacation?
Of common sense. Rage has a way of doing that. You know, when you're mad, if you're really mad at somebody in the mind, they could be telling you common things and you're looking like, really? Really? You want to forget to me now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing you can say makes any sense. You could be saying, don't step that way. I'm going to step where I want to step.
Just because you told me not to. Just because you told me not to.
Okay, so Facebook has more than 600 million active users globally. And they made a big step last week. Last week they changed their relationship status option last Thursday to include in a civil union or in a domestic partnership.
Come on, dude, really?
Oh, wow.
But
really?
Not in a relationship. Right. The choices used to be single, in a relationship, engaged, married, separated, in an open relationship.
Complicated.
It's complicated, widowed, and divorced. Those used to be it.
Come
now
on.
It includes a civil union. So,
I don't understand it's complicated at all, ever.
It is complicated. You want to make it complicated.
No, men make it complicated.
There y'all go.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Let me step
I'm
in
just
here.
Saying.
I'm going to give me the cat sound effect. You know I am, Black Reporter, right?
Yeah.
You know I'm going to get the cat sound effect. Where's Max at? Max! That's another spoiler. So that's some trifling news right there. Can I tell y'all my
hot damn mess.
Real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. Additional Facebook news, did you hear about well, you couldn't have because it just happened locally here, about the two local inmates who, now, of course, it may be old hat that inmates can get cameras into jail. That's not news. What is news is that they're in jail updating their Facebook pages.
Yeah, on their cell phones that they paid all that money for.
Yeah.
And that Green Dot is getting rich off of.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm.
We knew that.
There's inside the prison walls, there are more cell phones than you know. And not just the dumb phones, they got smart phones.
Yeah, you're right. Because
watch
this
movies,
one,
upload Facebook tag and anything else
one,
they want to get on.
This one was a prisoner posing.
Huh?
Posing stupidly before
can you hear me?
On Facebook.
Yeah.
In prison guard.
I
have prisoners on my phone that was texting me from prisoners. Standing by their little toilet. Wow, really?
Just your life, huh, lady?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, they said there are good men there. I don't want to find them there, but they say they're there. I don't know. I'm not looking.
Oh, Lacey, you weren't here. You weren't here, but you should have heard Crush's realization that, yes, there are some good men out there in the world. For some reason, she don't want to believe that.
Okay, Pamela. 805-830-8320. Press the number one. We'll let you on. I see that we have our good friend, the awesome, the talented, the beautiful, first lieutenant.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
How
are you
today?
We're doing good. We're doing good. We're running a half an hour behind in everything today.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Rick, are
well,
you okay?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Black Reporter. Thank you. I'm doing good.
Because we were worried about you the other day.
It wasn't yesterday.
It was the other day. The other day.
Oh.
Yeah,
it
was the other day.
Oh, it was the other day?
Well, the other day. It was the other day. Which meant yesterday, as in yesterday, while there was no Brick's house.
Oh.
Okay. All right. What were you talking about today?
You just missed our official team member,
Frankie.
But he'll be back. Today is twice removed. Like a quarter of a share in weirdo stories. I've been sharing some weirdo stories.
Where the hell does Echo come from?
That's Black Reporter.
No, it's not.
It's okay. All right. No, it wasn't Black Reporter. My fault.
Okay.
It was me.
Okay. Next story. I've given you a couple of good stories so far. I deserve that.
I've given you a couple of good stories so far.
Was that deserved?
No, that wasn't for that. That was for me.
That was for her.
That was for me. It just said, you know, it's a delay. But that was for me. I did that for me. I did not do for Black Reporter because Black Reporter actually did his homework.
Yay.
He did his homework. That deserves another clap.
That's why we're happening all behind and everything today. And I did my job.
He did his job. Okay, exactly. We're not mad at you. It was a time warp, but now you see. Lindsay Ned Stevens was a disciple. Wait, hold on. Can I just point something out? Brick, did you just see that?
I just saw that.
You heard how he just did us? I just want to make sure. Go ahead, Black Reporter.
Lindsay Ned Stevens was arrested by police in Knoxville for indecent exposure after his neighbor saw him cutting his tree down while completely in the bus.
What's wrong with people? Neighbors, why are they cattle telling? Damn, neighbors always cattle telling. You can't pee on your lawn no more. Right, you can't pee on your lawn no more. You can't cut down trees nude no more. Yeah, what's the wrong coming to?
He didn't want to see that extra limb.
I don't want to branch off from that. Okay.
Oh, damn.
His wood looked better than my wood.
Oh, my God. Knox County Sheriff's Department.
What are you, stumped? I'm like, okay, go ahead, Black Boy.
That looks kind of short there, man. You're looking a little short.
What is that, Splinter?
Oh, but
what
the kind of wood you got?
This would be a good day if you would cover that wood.
Man, I got some wood out here. I want you to see.
Okay, enough wood jokes. Would you cut it out, Lady C?
Oh, Lord.
It would not be the appropriate time.
Okay, I'm going to leave that cop stuff alone.
Leave the branches alone.
I would be good.
Y'all missed my rendition of my meeting with Formal Ray. I met Formal Ray, Lady C.
Oh, so I heard. Wow.
They actually worlds collided and we didn't even know it.
Oh wow, that's why there was a time warp. Space time continual.
Ladies, it blew her mind.
Sorry, Maxie.
Was there mind milk?
Well, because she can't believe that there's a man out there that is actually a gentleman.
Right. It's hard for me to believe. You know, he was a perfect gentleman. Like, I was still Lady LaCrush. You know, he used his manners. You know, he was dressed to a T. Now, it wasn't purposely done. He, you know, he had things to do, so I understand that. But still and all, like...
Did he use his big boy words, too?
No, he dumbed down everything. No, I'm just playing.
Manners. I'm like, okay, is he supposed to?
Right. No, he's supposed to, but it's very rarely that we see this. Come on, Brick. Don't give me that, you know.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So he wasn't LaCrush drunk. That's called? Wow. He wasn't. Okay.
You know how to
that.
Get LaCrush drunk.
Okay, I'll eat that. He was crush struck. He wasn't crush struck. He was a nice gentleman. He was on point. His conversation
was crush struck. You know what I mean? When they be like, I want to eat your pussy.
Exactly. I get it.
You
know,
can for me. Can you do a can for me? The crush. I want you to do a can for me. Come on.
Exactly.
If you don't move,
my head between. Can put my head in there right now. Cannot right there.
No, he didn't do any of that.
No,
as a matter of fact, I had to ask him to stay longer.
Wow.
Like, okay, I'm ready to go. Like, he came, and then, like, half an hour in, he was like, okay, I got to go now. I'm like, no, you got to stay a little longer. I was in host mode, so I couldn't give him my full and divided attention. As we was talking, the phone kept ringing, or somebody kept coming to the door. So, you know, it was a party, and I couldn't give him my full undivided attention. But, you know, he ate a little bit. You know, we conversed a little bit. He filled me in a little bit, and it was just, wow, okay.
Oh. I'm going
to
go somewhere else first, but I know you said he was a gentleman, so I'm
going to
keep it clean.
No, he really was. He gave me an actual card. He came with a bottle, first of all. You know, it's his birthday. He really didn't have to, but he came with a bottle. And, you know, he came with a card.
Wait,
he had a card for me.
It's his birthday, and he came with a present for you?
Exactly.
That's a gentleman. When you come to someone, when you go there to see a woman, that's what you do as a gentleman.
Right.
You bring something. A gentleman never calls upon a lady without something in his hand. Damn it,
gentlemen.
I love Formal Ray.
Shout out to Formal Ray for
shout out to Formal Ray.
Right. Shout out to Formal Ray. Gotta get Formal Ray. And, you know, we talked, was it yesterday, before yesterday, you know, he texted me or he called me, he texted and called me, actually, when he got home. It was awesome.
What a black reporter, why can't you be like Formal Ray?
Who said I wasn't?
Why can't you be like Formal Ray?
Word.
You should show up in
True story. Who said I wasn't? Ew. That sounded sexy if he had said that little
jumper. Raise your bar, black reporter.
Moving on.
Okay, black reporter. All right.
Raise your bar.
All right.
All the men listening, this is what you do when you come upon a lady.
Right. When you're courting her and you want to improve, you know, you want to show and prove, that's a good way of doing it.
Yes.
Shout out to the 516. I see you, boo.
Oh, no.
How you doing? Huh? That's
oh,
my
no.
friend. That's my friend from the 516.
I know.
Hi, 516.
That's my friend. Oh, no.
But go ahead, Black Reporter. Give us the next story.
Speaking of what I mentioned earlier, first they're booked into jail, then they're caught posting on Facebook while serving time. Two Lafayette Parish inmates under investigation after they started posting pictures of themselves behind bars. Even in their jail uniform. Even talking about when guards come in and who they're doing to pass the time.
What?
What
okay, they posted all this on Facebook.
Yep.
Okay, so you're saying they posted all the stuff that they're doing on Facebook and it was found out.
Yeah.
That's not trifling, that's idiot. No. That's the dumbest dumb criminal. You're already in jail.
So how, let me ask a question. How they found out? They saw the pictures of them in uniform posted on Facebook. Now my question is, how did they find them online? Is somebody their Facebook friend? A guard is their
somebody
friend?
Has to be.
Somebody, yep.
Then you know what happened? They made some woman mad and she says, "I'm gonna get you." I tell you what you do. They call the prison.
Let me say the most underused statement in the world. Certainly, no body cavity searches are conducted unless there is a cause for it. When there has to be one, because of the cavity search.
Okay, are you talking about finding the phones?
Huh?
Black Report, are you talking about them finding the phones or just want to stick their fingers up into people's wazoos and stuff?
Well, it was the idea of finding the phones before they went in.
No, let me tell you, Black Reporter, they don't go in with the phones. Most of the time they're in there and they buy them while they're on the inside. Most of the ones who have them inside bought them on the inside.
Well, the guards bring them in. The guards are the only ones that come in and out of there that have contact with the inmates. The guards. Some of the guards are shady and they bring them in there and they sell them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you better not say which guard it was, or else you wake up in the infirmary with a broken, busted up jaw. So they ain't stupid. They ain't gonna say where they got it.
And then some. Like, you know, something, and all of a sudden you in the middle. Like, it's a shady
your
thing.
Next thing you know,
a black man. You're a black man in the most racist part of the jail system. Like, it's crazy. That's just crazy.
Exactly. You wake
the
up. Oh yeah, your cell is changed.
The inmates who are on good time that can have real contact, you can get a $25 phone for $400. You know the right people, thank you.
True.
So yeah, the dumbest thing he did was post his picture. And why would you even put a Facebook page up?
And then post a picture with your jail uniform on.
But he had 1,000 friends too. Yeah.
Look at me, baby.
Okay. Okay, so, Black Reporter.
Ma'am.
It's awesome that you've done your homework.
Yay.
You stepped it up. We got to give Black Reporter his dues. He stepped it up. He's bringing us interesting stories.
Yay.
And you know, it's just, that's awesome.
Woosah.
That's awesome. What are you doing over there?
Woosah.
What are you doing over there? It's like woosah. I was thinking, yay. Yay, woosah. Okay. We got to give Black Reporter his dues. Black Reporter is really stepping up. Okay, so in the midst of Black Reporter stepping up, folks, I have fell down. I have not done my homework.
We fall down.
I have fell down, folks. I have not done my homework. I'm doing my homework as we speaking. And I came across a story out of PA. Out of PA where two cows was in the middle of the road fucking. They couldn't get them to move. They were banging. They was trying to shoot them away. Police was trying to shoot them away. And then the bull got mad. They were dead smack in the middle of the intersection, Route 28 and 85 in Rayburn Township. And they're doing construction out there, so traffic was stopped because the mating cows refused to budge. Now, There's 40. That's 40 miles from northeast. That's 40 miles northeast of Pittsburgh, where this was going down. And the cops say that, you know, they had to call in the specialist and all that because they couldn't get the bull and the cow to move. They couldn't get them out the way.
He said, "Do you know how long I traveled to find this piece of ass? You think I'm gonna stop because there's a rush hour? Are you crazy?" You know they was black cows. They was black.
They were black. Mm-hmm.
Had to be. Came from a black farm.
Okay, so on that note, my last story, or my other story, is Mr. Gooding Jr., Cuba Gooding Jr., is being sought off by the New Orleans police for allegedly shoving a bartender. He was at a bar in New Orleans, because I say New Orleans. Okay, it's New Orleans, right? New Orleans, Louisiana.
Thank you.
He was at a bar, and the patrons was hounding him, trying to take his picture, you know, and all that other stuff. And he got frustrated, and he started to make a scene. And a female bartender came over to tell him to, you know, please calm down. And he shoved her with the open hand. He didn't hit her. He shoved her, and they called the cops. So now there's an arrest warrant out for him. He's married. He has two kids. He was accused in March of groping women in New Mexico at a New Mexico bar. He dismissed the allegations as bullshit. The reason why he's in New Orleans is for to film The Butler with Oprah Winfrey. You know, so he's originally from the Bronx. That says everything. And he's 44 years old. Right?
You're
and that's what you were going to say. That's what you were thinking, right, Black Reporter?
You're wrong to that.
That's what you were thinking. You know that's what you were thinking. He's a Bronx native. Oh, well, that explains everything. You know, we like to come out there and show ourselves when we're in front of other companies. So, okay, we'll eat that.
Now, I've really got something for you to make you do. Huh? Terry Davis is accused of stealing a textbook called Resolving Ethical Issues from a college bookstore, then trying to sell a book at a rival bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
He is charged with stealing a book about resolving rival ethical issues. Yet, you know, he may lack morals, but he doesn't lack irony. 25-year-old Terry Davis of Bluefest, Kentucky, is accused of stealing textbooks called Resolving Ethical Issues from a Barnes & Noble college bookstore near the University of Louisville Health Science Center. Davis later tried to sell the text to Gray's College Bookstore, a rival bookstore and bookshop in Louisville, according to the Associated Press.
Mm.
Now, I mean, what he doesn't have in smarts, he has in balls. Pitney Hurd was arrested Sunday after trying to stop a barbed wire fence, in order to get into Butler County Jail. A woman in Southwest Ohio has been arrested for breaking into jail, for trying to sneak into a county jail, telling authorities to arrest her. Deputies with the Butler County Sheriff's Office arrested 36-year-old Tiffany R. Hurd when she was caught trying to climb a barbed wire fence in the rear of the Butler County Jail in Hamilton near Cincinnati. WEWS-TV reported that Sunday morning, arrest came after jail staff told Heard to leave the property, but she told them to arrest her. Deputies then repeatedly asked her to leave, but she refused to and attempted to climb the fence again. Deputies still say she was intoxicated. Heard was arrested on misdemeanor charges of criminal trespass and disorderly conduct. She is now at the county jail and is scheduled to be arraigned this coming Monday.
Okay. All right.
You know, it was that sense of... No, I won't get that.
Wake up. What was I going to say? Oh, we have a caller from the 516-403. What it do? How are you? Mm-hmm. Welcome
to
Home Fantasy Radio. I'm good. State your name and where you're calling from.
I'm the record. I'm calling from Hempstead, Long Island, sitting in, trying to, you know, hear what's going on. And I don't know any goddamn fool that ever break into the damn jail. What was that about? My man was in there.
Yes, he broke into the jail. I don't get it.
I heard that the dick being good, you're moving into your mama's house, but I ain't never heard of breaking into jail to get the dick.
That's crazy.
That's
the news. That's what's going on today in today's society. This is what it all boils down to. This is what kids 20 years from now, they're going to look back into the newspapers of 2012, and this is what they're going to see. And this is the story they're going to come across. This is what's going to be on the record. But tonight is Trifling News. This is the time you air your dirty laundry. Do you have any trifling news for us,
Before you do that, Crush, it is the top of the hour, and you are listening to Trifling News on the Adult Zone on Phone Fantasy Radio. It is the top of the hour on the East Coast. It is 7 o'clock on the East Coast. I'm sorry, 8 o'clock on the East Coast. 10 o'clock on the
really,
East Coast.
Really? Really, Black Reporter, really?
You
interrupted me so you could stumble through the ID? Really? You interrupted me so you could stumble through the ID? Can we just get to our guest right now? We have a caller. Let's get to the caller, and then we can do the ID. You know, let's work that way. How about we do that?
Okay.
Yeah.
We can do that.
You stumble. Yeah, write it down and practice it. Okay.
Yes.
Ruckus from Long Island. Do you have any trifling news for us this week? Did you come across anything trifling or witness anything trifling this week? This month, rather?
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Well, I ain't really seen nothing trifling this week, but you know what? You know, the weekend over. Yeah, this coming up.
Right, the weekend over. So I got a new cat. Y'all all know I have a new cat named Max. Well,
and he is big.
He's huge. Yeah, he looks like a tiger. But I also had my neighbor's cat, Kitty, aka Meow. A.K.A. Maria Cato. So, Saturday, Kitty came over to visit. And in the midst of us working and running around, we end up having to leave Kitty and Max alone for a whole night, 24 hours.
A play date.
It was more than a play date. They was here. We filled the bowl up and we walked out. We came back home, and everybody was still alive. However, Max was in a corner, and Kitty was just like, bro. Yeah, Max was in the corner. Mind you, he's a scaredy cat. I told y'all this already. He's a scaredy cat, big old scaredy cat. Anyway, he's in the corner of the kitchen, and the bowl is empty. Kitty is sprawled out like, this is my shit right here. I got this right here.
We come in, and I'm like, okay. So I fill up the bowls. I'm filling up the bowl. And I'm like, come on, Max. Kitty done pushed me out the way. You know, she done pushed my hand out of the way. Like, I got this. And, you know, Max is hissing at her or whatever. So I put a bowl, you know, I put a bowl out for Max. Now, I walk away, and I'm, like, looking, like, down the hall, and I'm looking at Kitty. Kitty, she done ate her little fill. She comes out. She's sprawled out again. But then Max walk over to his bowl. Now, this is technically his bowl now. You know, he lives here now. This is his house. So he's walking over to his bowl. He's eating a little bit. All of a sudden, Kitty get into attack mode. She in the back. She at the doorway, and she's looking. And I guess Max is, like, peeping out from the corner of his eye because he move up a little bit. She move up a little bit. He move up a little bit. She move up a little bit. I'm watching all this go down. I'm like, I'm not even going to say nothing. I'm watching all this go down. I tell you, 2.5 seconds, Max zip, and here go Kitty zipping. All he hears, crash, boom, da-da-da-da. I get to the kitchen. Big old Max is laying on his side, like, oh, my God, like, he just passed out, and Kitty's in attack mode, like, yeah, nigga, better not move. Like, he, now, Max is, like, 3 times Kitty's size, okay? Max is literally 3 times Kitty's size. Kitty is a female. Max is a male. He is sprawled out on the floor, like, oh, my God, she just attacked me. Somebody help me. And Kitty is just in mode, like, yeah, nigga, this is my house type thing. Like, we had to really take Kitty home. Because Kitty deboed my cat.
Mode.
Kitty Debo my cat, y'all. This is his home now, Kitty. You can't Debo my cat. What are you doing? She Debo my cat. I had to take her home. My poor cat. He's sitting around like he don't even want to go to his bowl no more. He's scared. He don't want to go to his bowl no more. He's looking at me like, why you leave her in here? Like, you know we don't get along. Why you leave her in here? So I don't think he likes
me. Like a date that I had last week with that crazy ass bug. He woke me too. Are you going to take me home and fuck me? Hold on. Did I say that? I don't remember us having that damn conversation. I'm ready to go home. And?
And I'm ready to go home. Right. So Kitty was at my door last night. Meowing all afternoon, excuse me, yesterday afternoon, meowing, and I wouldn't let her in. Like, she was really meowing, like, open up, bitch, let me in.
Remember, this is my house.
She really meowing. It's crazy.
Sound like I got some pussy drama at your house.
I know, right? And now, but Max finally came from under the bed, y'all. He finally, he comes from under the bed, he let us pet him every now and then, you know, but we still on his terms. He's loosening up, though. Big ass cat.
It's still going to be slow.
Huh?
It's still going to be slow.
Yeah, I want to get rid of him, but, you know, he's loosening up, though. So that's my trifling news. Kitty is trifling now. Kitty can't come back over. Kitty, she feels some type of way, though. She really feels some type of way.
I'm thinking this is going to be a nice play date. And
I thought so too. I thought they would get along. But, you know, he was hissing at her.
How the fuck no? You done took over my house and you gotta die.
Yeah, she was really feeling some type of way. Like, Kitty, that's not your food. And Kitty likes the food that we buy. You know, we didn't change the food brand. You know, but he only eats the hard stuff. But Kitty likes it. And she was really, like, eating it up. Like, he has a scratching post. Like, we bought him a scratching pad or whatever for him to scratch on. Kitty came and took Debo that over. Like, she done rolled around in it and everything. Like, he's like, okay. Why are
you
on my scratch?
You use that term very loosely when you said Debo'd. It really brings back to mind Debo from Friday.
Right. Exactly what I mean. Yep. That's exactly what I mean. Okay. We got John from the 614. Hey, John.
What's up?
Good evening, John.
What's up? So,
Columbus,
hey,
Ohio, in
that,
the building.
Why don't you give that baby some catnip of yours? Yeah.
Actually, we do have catnip.
Oh,
I did
okay.
give him catnip. That's why they were going
what
crazy.
Kind? Colombian?
We did give him.
Colombian catnip?
Okay.
You know.
You
know, they just need
to get along. I bought my first toy.
They'll eventually get along. You know, she's just marking her territory, hon. Trust me.
This is no longer her territory, though, John.
Mm-hmm.
This is no longer her territory.
And she marked it up already.
She's going to make damn sure that it's hard on him before she leaves.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn.
But we know another cat that we met on Saturday that I want to get. We named it Tiny.
Tiny.
You got too much pussy drama going on at your crib, dude.
I know, right? Hey, no.
Hey, honey, this cat you found, does it weigh 700 pounds?
It seems that way.
No. Tiny is smaller than Kitty.
Oh.
Okay?
No,
are they
no.
Tiny?
We're talking about Max.
Oh, is one a male and one a female?
No, Tiny is a female.
Oh,
Tiny is a cat. Tiny is a cat that's being taken care of by, you know, the neighborhood, so to speak. Oops, sorry.
Oh.
Somebody hung up. So, yeah, Tiny's being taken care of by the neighborhood. So, you know, Tiny came by, and, you know, she was listening to us. She did everything that Max don't do. We want to bring her home. We're gonna bring her home. We're gonna get a carrier, and we're gonna bring her home.
Now, when you said do everything that Max don't do, in other words, she doesn't hide. She's a more.
No, she comes to me. Right, we call her.
She comes.
You know, we call Max. Max will wait. Like there's a reason. He has to have a reason to come to you. He will stand there. He will stare you down. Like,
give him money. Right?
But
oh my God.
We bought a toy for Max. This is my first time buying a cat toy, so I bought this little old, look like a little Tweety bird. I bought a bird.
Oh.
It's a, you know, cotton bird, a stuffed bird, and supposed to have catnip inside. I dipped in some catnip, and he actually played with it. Kitty don't ever play with toys. So,
Kitty's
why do we just
sophisticated? He wants coochie.
Max is big.
Down, John.
Right.
Hey, my cat's cool, though, man. Like, if I take my shoes off, she'll play with my shoes and carry them and hide the damn things on me. I mean, she don't look like she could do much, but
You know, Max. Okay, so Max got stuck outside on the fire escape. Y'all know this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last week when Max got here, he got stuck out on the fire escape. And so in turn, I put a screen there. So we come to the conclusion that we have to get a cat patio because he runs up on my bed. My bed is underneath the window. He runs up on my bed and he runs right dead smack into the screen. It's hilarious, but I don't want him to hurt himself.
Well, how far do you live?
He jumps up on the ledge on his hind leg, and it looks like he's trying to push open the window.
No, you don't want him to do that.
It's hilarious. You can't do that. It's just funny. Anyway.
Yeah, it's like it's on crack.
I don't know how a cat would act like on crack, but okay.
He said he's sitting up on his hind legs trying to get away.
All right. So you are listening to Trifling News. We are 15 minutes past the hour. This is the Adult Zone with LaCrush.
And
my co-host, Black Reporter. Right. You can call in 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press the number 1. We'll let you on to talk. You can share your trifling news. You can put somebody on blast. Air your dirty laundry. Get it off your chest. That's what tonight is all about, to get it off your chest. I want to once again invite y'all all to tune in tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for a Swinger State of Mind with myself, Trinity B, and Frenchie, who I met earlier this evening. Same place, blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. We got the intro together. I am so jealous because not only do we have an intro together already, we also have a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
We do?
Yeah. Swing of State of Mind got a commercial.
Stay slim.
What?
Stay fast and actually pass.
Really?
No,
really,
since
John, really?
Going to be a swinger slim, why don't we just get really dirty with it?
Really? That's what you
we
got?
Need to get back to our story because we've only got 45 minutes left, and I've got about 3 or 4 more stories and everything. So I think you guys are going to like the next one.
God, I hope so.
Oh, I know you will like this one.
Oh, okay.
There is a lady in England, well, in Europe, currently holding the title of biggest breast in Europe. And though she started her boob odyssey with an additional D as a humble B cup, she's now mind-boggling Z cup.
Go ahead, sorry.
Thanks to expander implants, which she refills regularly as she can.
Wow.
She says that she doesn't suffer from backaches due to a strict
natural.
Huh?
Because they're not natural.
Due to a strict program. Due to a strict program of back strengthening, but does struggle to find clothes that fit and surprisingly can no longer sleep on her stomach, though apparently lying on her back or her side is still possible.
Mm.
Looking at her is really a trip, to say the least.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Why?
It's a trip because she's got this T-shirt on with these breasts that just seems like they expand out of nowhere.
No, it's roughly, if she's so big, why don't she try to go for the Guinness Book of World Records, really? I think
she can't.
Moved.
Because
she can't. They're not natural.
Yeah,
they're
that's what
natural.
I said. They're fake.
Right, they're fake.
Yeah, but you know what would be cool, though? If somebody gets mad and they outwit a man, they're smoking a cigarette, they just take the cigarette and put it out on her breast and it explodes and it deflates.
Okay. I got a story, too, Black Reporter.
Okay.
I want to hear yours first.
I found a story. We all know about George Zimmerman, the man who was arrested in April for killing Trayvon Martin, an unarmed 17-year-old man, well, down in Florida. Well, in April, he was set out on bail, but he actually led the courts to think that he didn't have money for his defense. But in turn, he had over $135,000.
What?
His wife, Shelley Zimmerman, was also arrested for perjury. Because once they found out that he had all his money, they arrested both of them. They revoked George's bond, and they arrested him, put him back in jail. And they also arrested Shelley for perjury because she actually knew. Now, they figured out, like, how did she know? Because of her bank transfers. Now, like I said, it was over $135. Before the bond hearing, she transferred $47,000 from George's account to his sister's account on April 16th and 17th. Shelley likewise transferred over $74,000 from George's account to hers between April 16th and April 19th. And within a week after the hearing, she transferred over $85,500 from her account to her husband. All these transfers lead one to suspect that she was, in fact, aware of more funds than she implied under oath. So, like I said, they ordered George Zimmerman back in jail, and they arrested her on perjury charges. She put in the plea of not guilty. And they actually waived, and she actually waived her her right to be present at her her appeared at her court date, which was scheduled for today. So I just thought I'd put that out there. You know, trifling
okay.
on type of trifling. You know, first you're
yeah.
like, you know,
shit. I could
you get no
that,
sympathy.
Honey.
You get no sympathy from me. That's what I'm just trying to say.
None from me either.
Mm-hmm.
Now, continuing on with my last story, a woman who spent approximately $15,000 on an illegal butt and hip injection shed light on the secret world of a black market cosmetics prosecutor in a news book.
Wait,
new
what?
Book. Okay, this black market that there is out there about injections and everything.
Mm-hmm. What kind of injections?
Well, illegal butt and hip injections.
Oh.
In a raw and honest account, Vanity Wonder, 30, a mother of four from America's Midwest, has revealed how she became addicted to silicone shots to increase the size of the behind.
Wow.
Shot Girls details her own experiences of seeking out and having the injections and how she became an assistant to a black market practitioner.
Wow.
She, who treated women from a 17-year-old brought in by her proud mother to a senior in her 70s with bifocals and false teeth.
Oh, my gosh.
No, she want a fat booty. Nap, nap, nap.
Okay. In a related story, and I'm using this term very lightly, Dr. O'Neill Morris has a very liberal solution for parents looking to add to a little junk to their trunks. Patients, I shouldn't say parents, I should say patients. She injected a woman to add a little more oomph to her caboose.
Ooh.
With a solution made of coconut, super glue, mineral oil, and do we have a drum roll?
No.
And Sixaflat.
What? Uh-huh. That ain't an ass, man. That's Jesus. That's super booty. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, my phone went out.
Oh,
I'm trying to get it back. Hold on. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. A patient asked Morris, a transgender woman who is still legally identified as a man, to give her butt implants. To give her butt implants.
Oh, God.
So Morris cut her open and injected the crazy mixture. She then closed the patient's wound with super glue.
Wow.
As a result, the procedure as a result of the seizure, the woman ended up in the hospital.
Well,
treated for a serious condition by actual doctors. Morris was arrested on a charge of practicing medicine without a license, and from her arrest practices appears to support some of her own, some junk of her own rear end as well.
That's one sick ass doctor, man.
Self testing. See, I use it myself.
Okay, so I have another story. Two Michigan brothers from Detroit. Murder convictions may be overturned because of a Facebook post, which leads to new evidence. Right. Two Michigan brothers jailed for murder might be set free 25 years after claiming their innocence, all thanks to an old friend's Facebook post. In 2009, Mary Evans wrote a message about her former classmates, Raymond and Thomas Hires, on the Northeast Detroit alumni page on Facebook. All I said was it was too bad or sad that the Hire brothers are in prison for life and that they just started this domino effect. The men were sentenced to life behind bars in 1987 for the murders of Robert Carey, who was shot dead at his home near the back door from which he sold pot to neighboring teens. After somebody saw the post, remember hearing that someone else had committed the murder and sought out witnesses to defend the Hire brothers. The judge overturned the murder conviction on Thursday after new evidence surfaced after a group of teenagers who say they were in a car outside Carey's house the night he was shot. Two witnesses say they showed up to buy the weed, but were rushed by a group of black men who ordered them to get the fuck out of here. One of the witnesses testified that he also heard a gunshot. So a lawyer for the brothers said the witnesses did not know the men were serving time for the murder and that they were just kids who hadn't yet developed the moral compass, and according, you know, to the press. So, what?
Wow, that's wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but today they're going to be acquitted, but... shit, how are they going to get 25 years of their life that they were incarcerated back? You can't get that back.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
There's also one other problem. For the rest of their lives, they're looking behind their shoulder.
Yeah. Well, that goes to show, if you're going to buy wheat, buy it off somebody you know. Don't buy it off a bunch of people in Detroit. Especially if you
they have a brother. Mhm. Their mother died. Wow.
Damn.
They have a brother that's 42. They're both 46 now. They have a brother that's 42, and he said, "I just wish my mom would have been here to see it. The truth. It took 25 years to get here, but it's the truth. She died about 5 years ago." Mhm.
Wow.
Right. The brothers remain behind bars until they await a bond hearing on August 13th.
Okay, this is my somewhat last story of the night. I think it's my last story because this is the last story I was able to research. But the Galleria, y'all gonna have to bear with me. Luke King. Lukyanova, Russian name, okay, is a self-proclaimed most famous woman on the Russian language internet.
Wait, that's her name, gonorrhea?
No, I didn't say gonorrhea. Lukyanova. I did not say gonorrhea.
Sounded like you did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Said gonorrhea, right?
Well,
what'd you say?
That sounded like you said, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Lukyanova.
Don't be pronouncing Russian names because World War III.
Anyway, is a self-proclaimed most famous woman on the Russian language internet. The 21-year-old Ukrainian first made a splash in her native Ukraine and neighboring Russia a few years back with a anime-style Barbie doll looks.
What?
I mean, anime-style Barbie doll looks. After she first hit it big on the Russian language internet, people on the net started digging through her old social network posts and providers carried all the rumored surgery she'd undergone, from nose jobs to rib removals, and she's certified that she has a tiny waist and has had her ribs removed.
Damn.
I agree. Thank God we love larger ladies.
Amen to that.
Wow.
Always nice to have something to hold on to.
Totally agree. So, California man tried to smuggle meth disguised as a Snicker bars out of the U.S. of fucking A.
You're kidding me.
Tried to what?
Smuggle meth disguised as a Snickers bar.
Why don't he just put it in a baggie and swallow the shit?
Reggie Harris, 34, from Long Beach, was arrested by federal officials at Los Angeles International Airport Friday as he prepared to board a flight to Japan with contraband confections. Officials said that during a routine inspection of Harris' checked luggage, U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents found a large box of suspicious-looking candy bars. Upon close inspection, discovered the 45 individually wrapped full-size bars contained a white substance that was determined to be meth.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's fucked.
Each bar was coated in a chocolate-like substance to make the content of the package appear to be a real candy bar.
Wow.
Harris faced a charge of meth possession with intent to distribute. If convicted, he could get 10 years in prison, up to a maximum of life behind bars.
Ooh.
Right. The scheme involved considerably planned and preparation, and it shows the length to which smugglers will go in attempt to elude detection. Right. The fact that rules was detected should serve as a deterrent for others who might be considering trying similar tactics. Right.
Hey, Crush.
Y'all better not try it.
Huh?
Crush, wasn't there a guy a while back who tried to smuggle heroin or some shit, and I forgot how the hell he did it, but
they said the meth would have sold as much as $250,000 on the street of Japan.
Damn.
Well, Mr. Harris, bye-bye.
Well, at least you don't have to worry about working anymore.
Yep.
Oh, he'll be working, man. He just better hope he don't drop his bar of soap.
Yep.
Can I also say this?
Huh?
Shout out to Michael fucking Phelps, okay? He just set another Olympic record with his 19th medal. To win gold for the for the relay 200 meter freestyle team. He won again. So shout out to him. He touched the wall for his first goal of the London Games. Times of 6:59.70. That's what's up.
Since you're giving shout outs, can I give a shout out?
No.
To Gabby and my girls. Gabby Kennedy. Is it Gabby Kennedy or Gabby Douglas?
Mm-hmm. You just said they were your girl. You tell us.
Our gymnast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Winning the gold.
Right.
Yeah, but ain't that kind of racist? We need an Olympic star for big girls, too.
It's Douglas. Gabrielle Douglas.
Crush.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What?
We need a special kind of Olympics, too, man. We need an Olympics for, like, big girls, men doing special things.
Don't go to that. Don't go there, John.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the balance beam. Oh, honey, Crush, you'd be good on the balance beam, man.
Uh-huh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody left us. Fuck y'all.
Where the hell is everybody?
You ran them away.
How about the hot dog eating contest? Live from New York, she wins a gold medal for eating the biggest weenie.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. Right.
Don't go to John.
No, I'm talking kielbasa, Polish stuff.
Tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, how'd the basketball team do?
I'm coming tomorrow Eastern. I'm coming back on tomorrow, y'all. Brand new show.
I can't wait for you.
Swingers, State of Mind.
Right, Swinger State of Mind with myself, Trinity Blake, and Frenchie, who y'all met earlier today. We'll be on air tomorrow evening, 10 p.m. Eastern. The number is the same, 805-830-8320. Let me play my commercial for y'all, because we're awesome.
Coming to Phone Fantasy Radio. This August is Swinger State of Mind with your host, LaCrush Hart, and introducing Team Fantasy, Frenchie, and Trinity Blake. In 2 hours, we will delve into the swinger lifestyle and other alternative desires. We will explore and discover delectables from the taboo side of sexuality. Join us every Wednesday starting August 1st, 10 p.m. Eastern, and get into the Swinger State of Mind.
Visit us online at www.phonefantasyradio.com or give us a call at 805-830-8320.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Hey, is that our other co-host?
Hmm?
Is that our other co-host?
That was Trinity B. Right.
And she sounds very, very comfortable behind the mic.
Uh-huh. Yep. She got CD coming out. She got a lot of stuff going on.
Cool.
Yeah. Tune in tomorrow to learn about Team Fantasy's newest members, Frenchie and Trinity B, and also to find out what our show is going to be about. Should be a very interesting show. So, I wonder if I could call her. Should I try Black of Water?
Yeah.
Should I try to call her?
Huh? Yeah. You sure?
Do you think she'll answer?
All we can do is try.
Try? Alright, I'll try to call her Black Reporter. But if she picks up, I'm blaming you.
If she picks up, not if she curses you out, if she picks up. You would have to be that way, wouldn't you?
LaCrush.
Hi, Trinity B. This is LaCrush Hearts, and you're on air on the Adult Zone.
Hi.
We had to call. I wanted to introduce you to my co-host, Black Reporter. Say hi, Black Reporter.
Good evening, my dear. And
hello.
Welcome to the team.
Right. So, we wanted to mess with you and you know, let everybody know, because I just played the commercial for everybody. And Black Reporter said you sound comfortable, just like that.
Comfortable behind the mic.
Mm-hmm. Those sound like flirting words to me. I don't know. Comfortable behind the mic.
Now you see, she wants to start shit.
Comfortable behind the mic, eh?
Right. Is the mic like a simile or a metaphor here? Or
mm-hmm.
Oh,
tell
my God.
God.
Help me out.
Oh, my God. I got to deal with two of them now.
Yes, sir. I'm getting ready for my show with a conference call in 20 minutes.
Right. She has a conference call. Just tell people a little bit about yourself and what should we expect tomorrow on our brand new show.
Oh, tomorrow is Swinger State of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We're going to be talking about the past, the present, and the future of swinging.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. I've been in a lifestyle since I was 23. I'm 34 now. I've been hosting events for the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say I'm definitely a true advocate of the swinging lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm considered a unicorn. Let's see what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
you never know what's going to come out of my mouth.
Right.
Or go into my mouth.
Ooh. There she go acting up. That wasn't even me this time, folks. That wasn't planned. That wasn't me this time.
Why does it seem like we all have that problem?
It wasn't me this time. But, yes, Trinity, we know that you're a busy woman. I just wanted to touch base with you, let everybody hear your voice ahead of time. You know, let everybody know.
I got to get 15 minutes.
Huh?
I got to get 15 minutes.
You got to get 15 minutes what?
I got 15 minutes before the call.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm good.
Oh, we got 15 minutes before the show is over. It's a good show. Frenchie called in. He went to the steps. He had to get off the phone and stuff like that. But I guess he got the gist of it, you know. So
he's
just
VIP.
Mm-hmm. 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 He must be hanging.
Welcome to the Phone Fantasy family.
Right.
So. Yeah, well, you guys are welcome to join in anytime. I'm really excited about tomorrow, LaCrush.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah. I think we're going to have some good ears glued in. We got to go on our promoters campaign tomorrow.
Yes.
You know, so. We'll be doing that. Black Reporter, you're going to invite all your friends?
Yes, I am.
You're going to call in, too?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right.
I have a couple radio people that's supposed to be calling in from here. A guy I used to do AM stations, I was like, look, I know it's just the Internet, but I did this show for a whole year for free.
What's mean just the Internet? On. We're just as important. As a regular FM station, they don't look down upon me. I know, just
playing.
Seriously? My dear, she jumped all over me because my background is on AM and FM radio. And when I slipped up during one show and said real radio, ooh, she jumped down my neck like you. It was no belief.
Right. When I do it again.
I know better.
Mm-hmm. I'll do it again. Don't insult me. That's an assault. insulting me.
Gotcha.
Right. No, insult me. Talk about real radio. There ain't nothing real about that radio.
It is here.
Huh?
It is so hot here. Like, my tears are boiling.
Mm-mm. It's actually kind of nice right now. It was hot.
I'm sitting with a cold towel and, like, right in front of the air.
Ooh. Are you naked?
I'm about to be naked before I do this conference call. I feel like my blood pressure's going up.
Ooh.
Where are you
now? I
need
to be all the red wine, too.
Oh, yeah, that would do it. Mm-hmm. She's in Dallas.
Oh, not that far from me.
Where are you?
South Louisiana.
South Louisiana?
Hmm?
What part of Louisiana?
Cajun country. Just south of the Lafayette area.
Cajun country? That's a city?
No, New Iberia.
It's not what?
New Iberia,
Iberia,
Louisiana. Oh, I've heard of New Iberia. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Okay.
New Iberia.
I'm originally from Mississippi, and I'm right on the border. I'm like right outside of Slidell.
Oh, okay.
And my S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
And then we have another lady who originally is from Detroit, but she lives in Baton Rouge right now.
Okay. Louisiana
and house. Yeah, Louisiana hard body all day, every day. I know that number. Hi, 718-619.
Good evening, former Ray.
Hello, LaCrush. Lady LaCrush, how are you? Black reporter, what's going on? How's everybody?
Good.
You came off with a 5-star recommendation, my sir.
Is that right?
Yes,
yeah.
You did. You had Lady Crush bragging about the gentleman that she met this weekend.
Oh, boy. I wasn't that bad, Black Porter.
Sheesh. No, but there's nothing bad about it.
Is it the same story I got, LaCrush?
No.
Damn, I didn't get the good story.
You got the other version of the story.
Oh. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and get off the phone so I can get my notes together for tonight. If you guys want to join, I will test these and you can pass it along. But I think you guys should wait tomorrow to really get the real
deal.
Yeah,
the real deal. Right.
Yeah.
Don't forget to tell them to tune in tomorrow.
Oh, be sure to tune in tomorrow night on Swinger State of Mind.
We shall be there.
Right.
I would do the number, but I don't know about her. I guess I should learn that.
What, the number?
Yes.
Yeah.
805-830-8320.
Like you knew that. You was reading something. No, I'm just playing. Okay, Trinity B, enjoy your night and have fun on your conference call. And we'll definitely
bye,
see
everybody.
You tomorrow. Bye. Now back to formal rec. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Lady with Crush. Good to be talking to you again.
I know, right?
Yeah.
How was your day?
It was rough.
Oh.
And it was heartbreaking.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that.
It's all right, you know. Only
I
want to
give you a hug if you was a little closer.
I hear that. But you know, only the mentally strong survive. So, yeah,
right.
I
is. Yeah, I is. Okay. All right. Anyway, formal race. I was chatting up with my people at the beginning of the show. I told them, you know, I had a good time meeting you. You were polite. You were a gentleman. You were handsome. You were, you know, on point. Now, my question for you was, how was it meeting me?
How was it meeting you? It was beyond what I expected. You know, I expected to meet you, chill, say hey, let's talk, but You know, I gotta say, you know, the hospitality that was shown, the way you look in person versus in pictures, I gotta say, I was mesmerized. I didn't expect that. And then, you know, the short bit of depth in the short conversation we had, it meant a lot. And I look forward to future face-to-face encounters with you.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yes, but it was an honor to say the least to meet you.
Awesome.
Wow.
So, Black Reporter.
Yeah.
We have not met face to face, but as you see, I'm awesome.
We know that.
I know, just wanted to tell you.
I know.
Just wanted to say it again.
Well, you were well worth the wait, Lady LaCrush.
Yeah. You hear that, gentlemen? Out there at Radio Land. Gotta come
thanks.
To me.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
Yeah, I give credit where credit's due, positive and negative, man.
Right.
It was, with you, it was overwhelmingly positive. That's fun.
Yeah.
And I love that macaroni salad. It tastes so good.
Thank you.
Yeah, especially
but
considering.
But I can't take. I can't
no, no,
really
no. I'm
take
talking about the way you fed it to me. It was phenomenal.
Ooh.
Wait, what? Okay. Hey, listen. Thumbs up, brother. Thumbs up.
Right back at you. Because I had no idea of your skills. You ain't tell a brother nothing.
Okay.
Right. I cannot take credit, all the credit. I can't take any of the credit, actually. The food was prepared by Charisma.
Now, I know, but I'm talking about how you said it.
Oh.
Yeah. And there's
well,
something
yeah.
about how a woman feeds a man. I know that from experience. And yes, Flush?
That is
you're ahead by 2 touchdowns. Don't open it up and mess it up.
I didn't even say that. Didn't you hear me say shh? I didn't say nothing. Did you hear the same thing? I didn't say anything.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I didn't say anything. I'm just saying. That's all.
Okay.
But the way you did that, Lady LaCrush, that's
men, now you see, men wish that they had a woman taking care of them like that.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time we met her. She went all out.
Oh, I'm serious. That makes us feel real good.
Okay. You're tuned into the Adult Zone with LaCrush and the Black Reporter, and
with
a big thanks.
Left.
Right, with a big thanks to Formal Ray.
Well, I gotta thank you. I mean, you added to the joy of my birthday weekend, so thank you, Lady LaCrush.
You're welcome.
Now, Ray.
Yes.
If there's any way you could make a black woman as black as Crusher's blush, you just did.
Oh, boy. Whatever, Black Reporter. Whatever. Ever.
If I'm capable of making Lady LaCrush blush, then I gotta pat myself in the back because I told her to her face when I was leaving. I said, I always thought of you thinking of me as corny. So if I'm making a blush, then kudos to me because I had no idea I was capable.
And I told you, I never thought you was corny. You're just different. Corny. You were just different. And that's what I was explaining to them earlier tonight. Fortunately, you was on air, but I did explain to them early tonight that you were, like, sickening polite. Like, what they hear is what they get. Like, you know, it's not sickening, like, in a bad way. It was just sickening, like,
no.
Oh, my God, he's really this way. He really said, excuse me and thank you, you know, like, you really
and the
use
thing
your
is,
manners.
She
rhythm.
Was wondering, okay, something's up here. This man cannot be this real. This cannot be really him.
Why not, Black Reporter? Why can't I be real?
I asked the same question.
No, I'm saying this. You got, I guess, like I said, I don't know you on an extremely personal note, but from talking to you and you actually taking the time to come out and see me, you got, like, if I had a checklist, I would say you got, like, the top five out of a list of 100 qualities that women are looking for in a man. Like, you know, you're considerate, you know, you're polite, you know how to give a compliment, you know, you're all of these, you know how to hold a conversation, you got ambition, I can go on and on and on. However, you're still single. Like, you know, you know, they do say good guys finish last, but come on, ladies, you're supposed to have like a life. You know, like, you're supposed to have a life, a date book. You know, you wasn't supposed to come to see me on a Saturday of your birthday weekend. You know what I mean? Like, you were supposed to be out and about and with somebody that would, you know, at least somebody to make you, you know, you wasn't supposed to spend Friday night by yourself. You know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you say it doesn't bother you, and your point with yours that you have that confidence, you know, but it's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, you got to keep in mind, Lady LaCrush, I didn't always have it like that. I didn't always have that confidence. It's something that built throughout the years to the point where I'm actually comfortable. You know, the thing is, what I learned is that you don't make people the source of your joy, whether it be your birthday or any day. You make that they, if they want to be in addition to the joy as you were, great, but to make them the source, you know, I learned how to not do that. So that's why, I had dinner by myself on Friday night, but you know, I really looked at the big picture of it. I got to walk the streets of Manhattan. The weather was great. I was listening to Freddie Jackson. I mean, it was cool. The food was good. The atmosphere was right. And, you know, then Saturday, you know, went to school, did some work, and came to see you. It was worth it. So I have no regrets for how I spent my birthday weekend. And I look forward to 39 and 40, where next year my birthday is on the Saturday, the following year is on the Sunday. So again, I thank you, Lady LaCrush, for adding to the joy of my birthday. You were well worth the wait and beyond.
Right. I'm awesome. Once again, happy belated birthday. It was a pleasure meeting you. Like you said, I hope this was not first and last meet. We shall get up again and have more time for each other, you know, more focus on each other.
I look forward to that. Put it this way. If this were Love Connection, Chuck Woolery would be in heaven right now. So.
Okay.
And since we have less than a minute left, you're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio, the Adult Zone, and we are going to be back on the air actually tomorrow evening with our brand new swinger show, Swinger State of Mind, with and I'm forgetting their names again.
Trinity B.
Okay. Okay.
Trinity Blake and Frenchie and myself, across Harbor.
Okay.
And Team Fantasy will be in the building. Hopefully everybody will be there.
Yep. 805-830-8320 is our number for tomorrow night. And hopefully we'll see you then. Just so you know, what time there was has ceased to be. There is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because we can fall for anything. If we didn't talk about everything you wanted to hear, you heard everything we talked about. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. And until we meet again, remember, you are in and we are out. We'll see you on the flip tomorrow evening for the debut of Swinger State of Mind as we go into our new month here at Phone Fantasy Radio, folks. Good evening from the reporter.
When I start making love, I don't just make love. I be
smoking. Oh, you have to go
back. I be smoking. I smoke it to the east, and I smoke it to the west. I smoke it to the woman that I love best. I be smoking. Let me ask you something. What time of the day do you like to make love? Have you ever made love just before breakfast? Have you ever made love while you watch the Late Late Show? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on a couch? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on the back seat of a car? I remember one time I made love on the back seat of a car, and the police came and shined his light on me, and I said, I'm smoking. That's what I'm doing. I be smoking.
Good night, Rush.
I smoke it to the east, and I smoke it to the west, and I smoke it to the woman that I love the best. Let me ask you something. How long has it been since you made love? Huh? Did you make love yesterday? Did you make love last week? Did you make love last year? Or maybe it might be that you're planning on making love tonight. Well, just remember, when you start making love, you make it hard, long, soft, short, and be stroking. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. Making love to my woman.